We had to go to my son's parent-teacher conference. Ugh, and I hate these things. Because let's be honest, they're not grading his homework, they're grading your biological output. And I believe in the phrase, the acorn does not fall far from the tree. And when I was my son's age, I used to eat paste, all right? And I'm one of those people, I always think, what's the worst thing we're gonna hear? I never think what's the best thing we'll hear, it's always what's the worst thing we could hear. And I've come up with what I think are the three things you never wanna hear at your kid's parent-teacher conference. Number one, you're only responsible for the first $10,000 worth of damage. Number two, we have medication for this. Or number three, it was more than an ounce and he was less than 100 yards from the school. And I hate these conferences anyway, because you have to go and wait in line, well, because they schedule them like every 10 minutes, and you get to see the whole spectrum of parents, which is very interesting. Because we all know in every class, there's that one evil child. And you're not sure if it's yours or not, because you're not there all day long. The one side of the spectrum of parents is the ones I can't stand. They're the perfect parents. They got the perfect child, perfect car, perfect house. These are the people who walk out of the classroom with the teacher laughing like, oh, that's a good one. Hey, why don't you come out the lake this weekend? We'll let you steer the yacht, Ms. Johnson. I hate these people. Because they raise the bar for the rest of us. And then you see the other end of the spectrum of parents, and that's when the mother walks out and yells at the father, well, you taught him to light linoleum on fire. So it's our turn, and the teacher walks out, and I swear to you, she looked right at us and went, ah, the Ingvalls. We're not even in the classroom yet, we're in trouble. And here's my pet peeve about parent-teacher conferences. When you get in that classroom, do they let you sit in adult chairs? No, you're crammed into your kid's desk like this overgrown dork shoved into this. And so she's yammering. Now my son's in fifth grade and she's going on and on. I finally said, look, how's he reading? And she puts her hands on my desk like she's gonna give me some kind of atomic secret that only I'm privy to. And she goes, well, your son is reading on a fifth grade level. I said, well, he parred the hole. And we're getting ready to leave, and she goes, I have one more question for you. She goes, is there any history of ADD in your family? Well, by this time, I'm looking at birds out the window. And... ooh, shiny object. And my wife goes, Bill, and I'm like, right here. I can't go anywhere because I can't get out of the desk. And I said, what? She goes, she wants to know if there's any history of ADD in our family. And I got to tell you something, folks. I'm 44 years old. I was a little miffed at this. And I said, yes, ma'am, there is. We add, subtract, divide. I go, why are you spelling it? My wife goes, M-O-R-O-N. She means attention deficit disorder. And I said, oh, yeah. I had it once for 30 seconds when I was a kid. The teacher said, what? I said, well, my dad was talking to me. I wasn't paying attention. Smack! I got my attention back.